I think it's been a couple years since your last release. Was it the 2012 Personal Friends?
Yes, Close and Personal Friends, that's right.
What are you playing these days? Are you playing from that or other new selections? Or
I'm playing from that, and also, you know what, I'm at a point where there are many older pieces people have asked me to play, and I was always, you know, pushing the newest, and I've started discovering how much pleasure there is sometimes in playing the music that I wrote a while back and reworking it. I've been doing a bit of that, so I'm really looking forward to that, because actually there are a couple of Alaska pieces I'm going to bring that I wrote a long time ago, and they were either difficult or just fell from the repertoire, and they're back in the repertoire. So I tell people sometimes it's like when you find $20 in your pocket at the laundromat. You know it's your $20, but it feels like new money. And sometimes that's kind of how it is, the fun of playing a piece of music that maybe you hadn't played in a long time, and you kind of relook at it with fresh eyes. Sometimes just you can, you know, rework it, improve it, change fingerings, make it better. And I've been doing a lot of that.
Does it feel familiar to you, or is there a certain amount of distance over time that you have to delve into it, I guess? Or?
Well, you know, it's both, actually. It feels familiar, but not... I can't just sit down and go, oh, yeah, that's what I did and that's what I want to do. Kind of have to look at it and turn it around a little bit and go, well, yeah, what do I want to achieve with this now? You know, tempos and feelings and everything else. And it's a lot of it's changed.
You gave a workshop the last time you were around, and you mentioned you had already done other teachings around the state. What have you found about people and their ability to play and learn from you?
Well, you know, there's guitar is pretty universal, and I'm lucky in that respect. Every generation finds the guitar interesting, maybe not always in exactly the same way. A little bit alternative, and also a lifetime instrument, not something you have to give up when you're you know, high school orchestra breaks up, or you know, you take off and you can't find that ensemble anymore. So. They're building blocks I teach people that are sort of life building blocks for the guitar, so that you can sit down and play on your porch when you got a half an hour with your friends or at church, or sing a lullaby to your daughter or son at night, you know. And the skills you need for all those things are the same, pretty much.
Will you be bringing, 6-string and 12-string guitars here?
Yes, I will.
Okay.
I'm happy to say it's a lot more trouble when I travel on the smaller planes and different things to bring the 12-string, but I just decided, you know, that's what I do. That's what one of the things I'm known for, and that you don't see the 12-string as much, very much. Everybody has 6-string, but, you know, you just don't see the 12-string the way you used to. And so I'm big on presenting that to people and having them hear what's unique about the 12-string. Because there's a lot about it. It's not just a busier 6-string. It's a different instrument, and I like people to be able to hear that and what I do with it and why that's kind of unique to me.
And what else should we highlight about your visit here to town?
One thing I'll say for sure, Joe, make sure people know they're going to hear some familiar music done my way in unfamiliar fashion. They're also going to hear my own original pieces. I kind of do both. You know, they're going to hear pieces they've heard before but not ever played on solo guitar. And there are also going to be pieces they've never heard before, music I've written. And the one is a bridge to the other. When they hear me do something like Nights in White Satin or California Dreamin' or a Beatles tune, they see, okay, this is his technique, and I see how it works. And then it kind of builds a bridge to the original piece, which is another extra bit of a journey, but I'm going to do both.